This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Although tens of millions of ballots have already been cast, this is in fact Election Day here in the United States, where the bulk of Americans who have not voted will be casting ballots for local, state, and of course national or presidential elections. The tallying of the ballots in the presidential election will be the main focus. In the last-minute rallies, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden made their final pitches to voters.
Teach our students pro-American values, right? Pro-American values.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says he's ready to have at the coronavirus.
On day one, we're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of our presidency, I'll put in action a plan that I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing. A plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccines.
Millennial and Generation Z voters are expected to turn out in record numbers for the November 3rd presidential election, according to experts, continuing a trend of increased participation since the midterm elections 2 years ago. Among the nearly 240 million eligible voters in the United States today, about 20% are 18 to 29-year-olds who were able to cast ballots in today's elections. Austrian officials say that a perpetrator of an attack in Vienna, Austria, that killed at least four people and wounded 14 others, was a sympathizer of the Islamic State terror group. Interior Minister Karl Nehammer told reporters the assailant was armed with an assault rifle and wore a fake suicide vest. Police shot the assailant dead, and Nehammer said a search was ongoing Tuesday to see if anyone else was involved in the attack. Authorities advised people to stay away from public places. This is VOA News. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in a case that could put the brakes on what has been a gradual move toward more leniency for children who are convicted of murder. The court has concluded over the last two decades that children should be treated differently from adults, in part because of their lack of maturity. But a court that is even more conservative, particularly following the addition of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, could move in the other direction. Barrett is expected to participate in arguments today, the second day she is hearing arguments following her confirmation last week. As Europe tries to break a surge in coronavirus infections, Germany is betting on a new type of test to protect vulnerable populations. So-called antigen tests, which look for a specific protein on the virus, were first launched months ago. Germany announced recently that it is bulk buying millions of such tests each month, but while they are cheap and fast, some experts note the antigen method is also less accurate than the standard test, and results should be treated with caution. A brazen attack by Islamic State militants who stormed Kabul University has left at least 22 dead and 22 wounded in the Afghan capital. The assault sparked a hours-long gun battle on the school's campus on Monday. The Interior Ministry says all three attackers were ultimately killed in the ensuing firefight at the country's largest school. The Taliban promptly issued a statement denying that they were behind the assault. The attack came as the insurgents are continuing peace talks with the U.S.-backed government in Qatar with the aim to help the U.S. finally withdraw from Afghanistan. Later in the day, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the assault. A group of Democratic lawmakers is calling on the Trump administration to stop the expulsion of unaccompanied children and other asylum seekers at the U.S. border using emergency powers granted during the coronavirus pandemic. The letter to Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf and Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, comes after reporting by the Associated Press revealed that Mike Pence directed the CDC to effectively close the U.S. land borders to immigrants and asylum seekers, according to two former health officials. A dangerously powerful hurricane, Eta, is churning toward Nicaragua's Caribbean coast with potentially devastating winds and rain. Some rivers already were overflowing across Central America, and days of rain were in the forecast. Eta was a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 150 miles per hour early Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.